it's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
And that brings us to the final battle. This is your guys' first final battle of the semester.
Yeah.
And you gotta love it. So let's get to it.
I missed this one.
Let's get to it. So with the conclusion of the season for both the Seattle Seahawks and the Houston Texans, NFL veterans Vince Wilfork and Devin Hester reportedly mulling retirement. Vince Wilfork has played since 2004, and Devin Hester has played on and off since 2006. Would both of them get in? Let's put them in the conversation right now. Wilfork, two-time Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowl, a first-team All-Pro, three-time second-team All-Pro, Patriots 50th anniversary team. Hester holds the all-time record for total return touchdowns, also 14 punt return touchdowns, and six total return touchdowns in a season. Those are all NFL records. Four-time Pro Bowl, three-time first-team All-Pro, one-time second-team, NFL 2000s All-Decade team. Do these guys get in?
Yes.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Devin Hester gets in?
I think Wilfork stands a better chance than Devin Hester, but...
I'll tell you one thing. Wilfork gets in, but Devin Hester gets in as a... kick returner.
As a kick returner, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He does get in as a wide receiver.
As anything else.
No, he gets
but
in as a
stretch.
But Vince Wilfork, 100% yes.
Yeah, Vince Wilfork gets in.
For sure.
Wilfork's a guarantee, yeah. But Hester would get in as a special teams player, not a wide receiver.
Yeah, Vince Wilfork gets in, and yeah, I do agree with that. All right, how about this? We had a MMA fighter choke out the opponent unconscious and still lose. Celine Haga should have won her Invicta FC debut, but despite rendering opponent Amy Montenegro unconscious, she lost via decision. I mean, they didn't stop the fight when she choked her unconscious. She becomes unconscious after the bell, meaning the fight would go to the scorecards. And then Montenegro earned a unanimous victory as all three judges gave her the fight. I mean, what's up with that?
This is why people only watch the UFC, because... stuff like this happens in the other organizations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. this was not okay. If you choke somebody out and they're done, like no recollection of what's happening, you should automatically win the fight.
Yeah. Like even if they won on the scorecards, who cares? You choke them out.
Yeah.
You win.
All right, so moving on here. Now, somebody decided it was a good idea to let Lady Gaga do the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, you know, put that past them. But
Roger Goodell.
Is somebody going to decide that it's a good idea for Lady Gaga to do the Super Bowl halftime show on the roof of NRG Stadium? That's where she wants to do it. She wants to sing on the roof of the Super Bowl. And it says here in the article by Page6.com that lawyers and technicians alike are trying to figure out how to make her ambitious plan work. NRG Stadium has this, it says, state-of-the-art see-through retractable fabric roof that can open in just 7 minutes. But she wants to start singing on the roof, and then I believe she wants to come in.
Why?
Down on the roof. So I don't think Lady Gaga in the Super Bowl is a good idea anyway.
No. She.
Lady Gaga on the roof, give it a shot, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
The Super Bowl halftime show has sucked so much for the past couple years. Like,
yeah.
Ever since, like, they throw a bunch of...
I think
of,
we give it really good expectations.
I think they throw out a couple of washed up old rockers out there like the Rolling Stones, and that's the...
Oh, I wouldn't go down that route. We're going to get phone calls. We're going to get phone calls.
When the Rolling Stones are the best halftime show you get in the 21st century...
No, Rolling Stones are iconic. They could do it in their graves.
I mean, I like
honestly.
Bruno Mars. He put on a great halftime show. Yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I didn't like it last year. Last year's was...
Not great.
When Bruno Mars was out there alone, he was really good. Last year's was just... No. Last year's was not good.
Lady Gaga should be an interesting one either way. She never fails to disappoint if you're looking for entertainment. How about this? Alex Rodriguez is retired. Now he's going to host a CNBC reality show. It's going to be called Back in the Game, featuring cash-strapped former athletes. So former athletes who are kind of down on their luck for money. Who would you put in this game? How about the Boz? How about a Bosworth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
Throat.
I'm kind of excited to see who they're going to pull on here.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, that would be a good. There's certainly a lot of them. CNBC, they have Shark Tank, and everybody wants like a Shark Tank channel. Yeah. Now they're going to have this.
Yeah,
and that will certainly be successful. All right, final topic and the final battle real quick. Anybody see the Ryder-Sienna fight? And then the coach shook hands with the air.
With nobody.
I saw the highlights.
Listen,
on SportsCenter.
If you know anything about the... That's the MAC. The Metro Athletic... Atlantic Athletic Conference.
Jim,
excuse me. There's a huge... Ryder from New Jersey, and then Sienna from just outside Albany. Big rivalry between Ryder and Sienna. They hate each other.
There's so many great rivalries in the MAAC.
Yeah, they brawled at the end of that game. Manhattan College, Iona. I almost went to Iona.
And Jimmy Patsos.
Yeah, so Jimmy Patsos, the coach for Sienna, shakes hands with the air after.
It's insane. Like, this is the guy who ran a triangle and two to double up Steph Curry to hold him scoreless for a half. Like, this man is a nut.